Lisa Puananimoha Ikalani Denny is playing Nearer My God to Thee.
We all experience loss, and Juno is a family, and we feel our losses together.
Denny saw Stephen Kissack nearly every day until he died last month. She was working downtown when she heard the shooting. And she isn't the only one. The audience and lineup on Saturday were full of people who knew and interacted with Kissack regularly, or were nearby when he was shot. The event took place only a few feet from where the standoff happened. The Juneau Police Department says Kissack threatened officers with a knife. The incident is still under investigation. David Elrod works at the Crystal Saloon and organized the event.
I don't think anybody anywhere wants to see anything like this happen. And you can debate the merits of how it happened, but nobody wants to see it happen.
Elrod says the responses from local artists to Kissack's death made him want to gather people together to try and make something positive out of the tragedy. Since last month, people have gathered downtown to mourn and remember Kissack and to call for change in the response to people experiencing homelessness and mental health crises. Elrod says a lot of people made the event happen. Bartenders donated their tips, the artists that performed donated their time, and a portion of the bar profits that night were donated too. Between ticket sales and donations, the event will bring in over $5,000 for Gastineau Human Services. The local nonprofit provides housing for formerly incarcerated people and others struggling with housing instability, and provides mental health care and addiction treatment services. A local nonprofit that provides housing for formerly incarcerated people and others struggling with housing instability. It also provides mental health care and addiction treatment services. Advocates for Change also took the stage on Saturday. Salome Starbuck started Juno Justice for Steve. She experienced housing instability herself as a teenager and knew Kissack as a member of the downtown community.
We will work to see this city house the unhoused in a considerate and inclusive way, allocate funding to comprehensive medical health care, mental health care services for the vulnerable, and where an armed police presence is escalatory rather than de-escalatory, implement new systems for how contact is initiated with our at-risk communities.
About a dozen people have joined Starbuck's organization to advocate for local mental health response teams made up of people trained to address mental health crises and intervene before the police get involved. Because the shooting took place in the middle of the day on a busy street, dozens of people in town witnessed it. Josh Fortenberry, a local folk musician, shared a song about what happened on stage.
We're going to grieve together for a little bit. I did write a song for Steve. I'm going to start with that, because it feels right.
Surrounded by the terrorists in town, police shot the young man down here and his dog.
The local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness has a list of resources on its website for coping with traumatic events. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
Is that it? Something you can take away and say they deserve.